Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh,
ooh, ooh.
Breaking up with Linda
Michelle. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care,
share.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday. What a beautiful day it was out there today. I know each and every one of you had a lovely weekend. If you didn't have a good weekend the past weekend, you will have a better weekend next weekend. You know, it's all about past, present, and future. We just have to keep ourselves leveled up out here in a high, high life condition and just roll and look for the best, the hopefulness. You know, when we change, the world changes. The key to all change is in our inner transformation, a change of our own heart and mind. That's called a human revolution. It moves from within. We all have the power to change. When we realize this truth, we can bring forth that power anywhere, anytime, and in any situation. I thought I'd just share that with you because that's from one of my favorite mentors. That's Pakuri Kata, okay? Teaches us how to live. That's why we're here caring and sharing with you, bringing it to you. Today, we have our weekly horoscope. Stefan is our planet pilot that's going to come on and give us some information. And then there's Tiffany with an I. I see it. I change it. I complete it. So what we're going to do today, I'm just going to play you a little of this because we're talking about that change. And we must all learn from the universe, okay? We are part of the universe. We must learn from the universe. Pay attention to everything you hear. Welcome.
I was born by the river in a little tent. And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
something beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Boy, yes, it will.
That's right. The change does not gonna come. The change is already here. Like I said, we must learn from the universe.
Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to a Stefan Success Session. I am your messenger from the stars, and I have come to you today to deliver the astrological forecast for the week of May 2nd through May 8th, 2022. We're starting off Monday with the moon in Gemini, still in the present energy of the solar eclipse. It's best not to make any important life decisions for the next week. Mercury is comfortable at home in Gemini in its pre-retrograde shadow phase. You could be dealing with erratic racing thoughts that could keep you up all night. This will be the perfect time to journal your thoughts or speak about them on your social media platform. Gemini energy will inspire you to write a book, write lyrics for your new song, or connect with your siblings while working on your new project. Make sure you take it to the point of completion. I would not release it at this time. Wait until mid-June to share it with the world. Venus enters the sign of Aries. Oh boy, get ready for intense passion. Although Venus is not at its most comfortable placement in Aries, the energy does provide us with the willingness to go after what we want. Aries is an impatient sign, so we can easily find ourselves chasing what we want and getting bored of it really fast. This is a great time for networking and finding a newfound passion for ourselves. We might feel impulsive with our spending habits and want to purchase a brand new wardrobe. The planets actually support this at this time. Venus will be in Aries until May 28th. Looking forward to brand new opportunities, self-improvements, and advancements regarding work-related success on Tuesday, with Jupiter and Pluto in a sextile. Pluto is retrograding through the sign of Capricorn, so be prepared to revisit any deep-seated emotions you did not attend to back in March through June of 2021. This powerful planet will have you check in with whatever you had your head in the sand over so it can transform you and be able to open the doors for your future successes. On Wednesday afternoon at 4:05 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the moon enters the sign of Cancer. This is a wonderful energy for the moon to be in its safe haven. Cancer and the moon both rule emotions, coupling with Pluto retrograde, be prepared to retreat into your crab shell for the next couple of days. This will be a reflective time. Take the time to nurture yourself and heal your heart. Pull out your coloring pencils and express your creativity. You'll feel the need to work from home because Mars is in harmony with Uranus, creating courage for business projects and confidence to create change. Thursday will be part two to Wednesday's energy. Mercury will be in harmony with Venus, so you could attract heartfelt conversations and work on healing your inner child. This will be a great day to recite affirmations of love to yourself. I am love. I am deserving of receiving what my heart desires. I am in the process of healing. I am attracting wealth into my life. I am attracting a healthy partnership. Friday will be a great time for entertainment. Have your family come by for a hug and a home-cooked meal. People will want to express their love for you, so be open to receiving. This could be a time for people to want to apologize to you for how they may have treated you wrong in the past. Listen to them. Forgive them. And if you feel, let them go. This is not the time to accept the past back into your life. Accept the apologies with the intention of release. Saturday morning, the moon moves into the sign of Leo at 4:50 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The sun sextiles Mars. So the fiery energy of Leo and Mars being activated can cause you to want to be in the spotlight. Go to a sporting event or play sports in the park with a group of friends. This is a great time to spend time with kids since Leo rules children. This will also be a great day to visit the Science Center, Zoo, Fun, and connect with your inner child. Sunday can bring some shakeable energy early on. You could be feeling more aggressive than normal. If you are being affected, it's best to take a time out instead of feeding into the negativity. There might be some old habits or ways you aren't fond of that can have you looking at yourself with a side eye. This will be a great time to go within and admit to yourself that it's time to change. We have another eclipse coming on May 15th, which I will talk about in next week's horse on this day, the 8th. We will be at the midpoint between eclipses. To all you fellow witches, this is the day to do magic and manifestation. Pull out your candles, herbs, water, fire, oil, runes, and whatever your magical tools are. Concentrate on what you want to pull into your life that will give you the life you've been waiting for. Email me at stefanstone16@gmail.com, S-T-E-F-F-A-N-S-T-O-N-E-S, stephanstone16@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram at stephanstone to check out my beautiful handmade crystal jewelry and schedule a Stefan Success session to break down your personal planetary position. I'll be back next moon day, so don't forget to release anything that does not serve you and get ready for in T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
That was from our planet pilot, Stefan. Listen up close. I hope you were jotting down those notes. We must learn from the universe. And this is our great, great, great pilot that knows how to navigate us through. She knows her stuff. But I'm going to share with you, if you really want to take a wonderful flight, contact her. Let her do your birth chart. That is very, very important. Really learn about yourself so that you can learn how to deal with others. And in order to go through that, we have to have this type of attitude. I'm going to play this song before we bring Tiffany with an Eye On. That was our planet pilot. Listen up. Yeah. be fearless out here. And if you check in with Stefan, our planet pilot, let me give you that information again. Stefan, S-T-E-F-F-A-N, Stones, S-T-O-N-E-S, 16, at gmail.com. Check in with her. Learn about yourself. We must learn from the universe. We must really, really, truly know who we are here. Then once you get that information, you will trust your path, okay? Again, you will trust your path. And on that note, we have Tiffany with an eye coming in. I see it. I strategize it. I change it. And I complete it. You know, we all know about our third eyes out there. But sometimes I think Tiffany with an eye have five. Okay, Tiffany with an eye, how you doing this evening?
I'm great, Linda. How are you? And thank you for having me.
I'm wonderful. You know, I know you're sniggling and giggling over there, and you try to be so honorable and polite about it. Just let it all come out because, you know, Miss Linda's on a roll here. We are so happy that you are here to join us, and we like you coming on after our pilot planet because she just knows how to rev up that supercharged, what do we call it, spaceship motor, and we just have fun on here. So I'm going to be quiet and welcome you in. What do you want us to be mindful of today?
Well, I want to say, Stefan, thank you so much for coming on and doing your Mindful Mondays or Moonful. What is it, Moonful? Moon Days. There we go.
Yeah, Moon.
Moon yeah. Days. It is so great that she comes on and gives us a guide as to how to navigate through the week. It's very, very important. And some of the things that she has said, I have implemented into my own activities and calendar. So it's really, really great. And I will probably have somebody on, is it tomorrow, talking about affirmations. So this is like so great. But having said that, I realize the power in what she says and all the things and all the tools that we utilize in, you know, connecting with the universe. So thank you, Stefan. That was great. It's wonderful. I even took notes this time, okay? Because you know I'm always asking you, Linda, like, what happened? Did you take notes? Or then you'll, you know, I'll get the podcast myself and have to listen to it. But
I think this time I took notes. Because as Stefan directed me, because, you know, I'm a note taker and I like to fall back, and but I do not mess with her because she comes with information. She comes with true fact and real fact. So what I've learned how to do is just sit back and go back and review. But do not think that I don't have my Monday through Sunday listening. And do not think that I do not look at it every day, sometimes twice a day, to see if I'm on point. Because I can tell you this, since she has been educating us, hey, guess what? All that stuff come through. And now that you're aware of it and you know what's happening, and we're babies, we're just scratching the surface here, okay? But she's out there, she's there, she comes with truth and fact. So that's why I'm saying thank you for thanking her, and thank you again for being here. But I have listed here, you know, it's about how we treat each other. You know, and we want people to
and that's very important. You have to respect each other. We have to respect each other. And I know you and I shared our experiences today. I had an experience where I was dealing with someone in business, and we were not seeing eye to eye. And it was okay, nothing personal, but, you know, just respect me for my decision. And the reason why I made that decision, because I felt disrespected. Excuse me, you're not calling me, you are, you know, I'm on the phone on hold for like 30 minutes as you take another call. That's not going to work here. So nothing personal. I think the person's a great friend and still, you know, but that's the personal side. As you know, sometimes you just can't get into business with your personal friends, and it's okay. But what I learned and I'm mindful of is mutual respect. Mutual respect is what it is. It's like, I don't care about your title. I don't care about any your status or anything. I just care about how I'm treated and how others are being treated as human beings. period.
Yes, yes. It's very, very important. Very, very important. I'm so glad that you shared that because, you know, I come from the land of the red, red sand, and they put that word respect in our baby formula when we're babies. So we learn it at an early age. We learn how to give it, and we also learn how to get it, okay? And it's very, very important. As you grow up and as you mature, you learn how to make sure that you express that, but it has to be known. It's very, very important. And my experience today, you know, I try to open up, you know, I feel that these websites, since we're all doing everything on the internet, things that we could just walk in and do and go in person, you can still go in person, but you have to make appointments. And most of the time, those appointments are made over the internet. Now, I'm not an IT person, but I'm not stupid either. I can make it work. But persons who have short attention spans, persons who have mental problems, medical problems that are stressed, they need to go to websites that give them clear directives, clear instructions. And I'm telling you what I have experienced, it was not too clear. I must talk to 6 different people, 9 different departments. I had several numbers assigned to me. This was that, this was that. I said, okay, I'm going to push through this because, you know, we don't retreat. We go to completion, as Stefan says, especially it's a thing that has to be done. You're driving. You have to travel out. So you call and you said, direct me in. They don't even know how to direct you into where they work. I said, okay, take a deep breath and keep driving. You're going through the traffic, you know. I'd rather have James drive me, because sometimes I have to get out there and drive myself, and they're crazy out there. They're working the road. You haven't been out in a while. You hear a horn. You want to jump out and leave your own car because you don't know if they're blowing at you or somebody else. It's just a different type of thing when you're easing out slow. You get to the facility, you work on something, you explain something. Once you get that done and you think it's done, oh, you have to do something else. I say, sound like to me, you're trying to make a monetary gain here, and that's not what I'm here to do. So let's cancel that out and do it this way. Okay, take it out. But in the meantime, if there's other persons waiting in line, that's taking up time, right? And if the staff is not fully there, it's going to put a delay there. So I have this young man. He walked up and he said, is there anybody else that can help us? And I kind of like took a deep breath. I said, I told the clerk, I said, ma'am, I hope he's not rushing me. I said, but let me get this clear. So I looked back and I said, sir, I said, this might take a minute here because we have some things to straighten out, right? I said, but can you kind of like back up a little bit? Because you have came up off of that little green dot that's on that floor, and you're real close to earshot of hearing my conversation and my discussion here, and that's my business, and I don't like that. So he kind of said in his own little way, not forceful, not crazy, well, I don't have to back up, and I kind of looked at him, and I said, now, do I go Texas? Do I go the old way or do I make this change? I'm highly elevated over here in a life condition. I'm up, up, up. I have elevated myself for this wonderful day. It's a beautiful day out there. I'm all about love. So I looked at him. I said, oh, yeah, you have to back up. I said, you know, we are all going through something out here. We are all going through things. Am I correct? And I looked at him, and he kind of looked at me real funny. I said, so we must stay balanced, okay? We all have to stay balanced out here. I wasn't really talking to him. I was really talking to me. You know how you have to talk to yourself and tell yourself, stay balanced, self. Okay, stay balanced, because y'all know what his unbalance is, and you might have to get up and match it, okay? And which is not a problem, but that is not where you want to go when you have elevated your life condition to rise above. So I said, like I said, we must stay balanced here. And there was another young lady at a second window. I said, we also have to have patience when we come out. They're understaffed. When you're working on the internet, you got all types of information and stuff. You know how that can be. And then I just took a deep breath. I said, but the most important thing we must do is to remain kind, K-I-N-D. And I said it twice. And after I said it, my life inside just smiled. And I just turned back around and started talking with the clerk. And she was looking kind of strange. But I did ask the supervisor that was working with me to go work with him. Okay? And she and I would take care of this. Because I really did not want to get in any trouble out there doing what I had to do. I needed to keep that high, high life condition. In these times, it's hard to get there. But if you know the route and if you stay true to the path, you can get up there. And I can tell all you listeners out there, it feels real good. Okay, try to work it. It feels real good when you can remain to stay above it. It feels good. It's hard to do because of what we're going through, and you don't know what that other person is doing, but you come out of yourself. And you think of them, okay? It's not about you. You already know you can fly, and you already know what you will do. But you have to think about that individual. And as the time that you're doing it, you don't have any fear. Because, see, if it's a form of injustice, you have to be the one to take care of it, okay? That is a known fact. So all of these things are going on. And if this person is not corrected, he might run into somebody who is not in a high life condition, so it's a double duty here. You're working on yourself, you're directing them, you're just trying to make a happy for everybody. Because when you live your life moving happy, bright, and light, that's where you want to stay, okay, no matter what. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what you're going through, no matter what anyone says, you have to stay true to your true nature, your true values. And that way, that blocks in the dark, your dark. And when you block out that dark, you develop a rhythm. And that rhythm is a rhythm that moves you through life. And it is a happy song, okay? Most people don't know how to get there. It's hard to get there. Well, I'll take that back. It's easy to get there. It is hard to stay there, okay? And that's where the real challenge comes. So I'm here to report that I feel real good about myself today because I expressed and I thought of other people, and I did not let that sway me from my path because I had driven miles and I had dealt with stuff and I had things to take care of. But the end, the true thing was, wow, I took care of myself so that I could think of others. And that's what we all need to do, Tiffany, when you say how we treat each other. So I'm so glad that you came up with that topic. You know, it's about harmony. It's about compassion. It's about all of that stuff. And we think about, that's why I love Stefan so much. It's past, present, and future. That's all tied in together. And that is a flow. As reality, that is reality of life. But we have to understand how to recognize it, how to get there, and most of all, how to stay there. So I'm gonna get off of my podium now. I'm gonna be quiet. That's what I went through today, and I wanted to share it. I had to keep that. Be mindful. Rise above it. You know, get what you need to get done. So therefore, if you didn't educate anyone, the persons that was in the environment had an opportunity to see another way, because I can guarantee you they get a lot of yells and screams and cursing out, you know, if there's persons going in there having to deal with what I had to deal with, okay, that are halfway balanced or not balanced at all. So I feel pretty good about that. So when you said how we treat each other, it starts with, first of all, how we treat ourselves, okay? And you want to give others out there. You want to treat others the way that you want to be treated. It's not about ego. It's not about title. It's not about any of that. It is like sticking to your true path. And the only way you're going to get there is to understand everything about you. And since we are part of the universe, learn about that universe. Learn about those stars and planets out there, because those stars are not just up there twinkling at you. Okay? Learn about it. Tune in, stay in, to connect with Stefan, connect with Tiffany with the nine. Like I said, you got five eyes, okay? I know we all got a third
eye. I was laughing when you said that. You are so funny, Linda. Oh, my goodness. So,
you know,
no, but it's true. It's true. I mean, I think we all should be mindful, and here on this show is it's a blessing, and I will have to say this because it's a benefit, it's a blessing. And for those who don't know, I have to say this, because I am mindful of those who support me. And when I was running for office, you allowed me to come on your show. And I was really comfortable with the show, and I said, oh, wow, I can do this. And when I got the call to have my own show, I had been prepared to talk. So even though you're running for office, I mean, I'm in the pandemic. Who am I really going to talk to? Where am I really going to go? Because there's no really, you know, you can't go anywhere. You can only do Zoom calls. And you know how Zoom calls are sometimes. So when you're running for office, it's really best to be able to meet people, interact with them face to face. So when I decided to do my show, it was predicated on what I learned from you and the opportunity.
Wow.
And, yeah, I saved that for you today. Didn't tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have taken your guidance, and through some of the hard, difficult times, and when I, you know, I was like trying to evaluate which way to go, you would support me. And you would say, you have to know what you're doing. Even though somebody else is going to do it, you have to know what to do. And I took that, and that has done me well over the course of the weeks that I've come back on my show. My show has been more successful. I've taken all this guidance. So I say that to say that, you know, people think whatever they think about, which doesn't matter, you know, I don't care what people totally think in terms of negative comments or anything like that. But the reality is if anyone comes on your show and they have an opportunity to speak, it is an opportunity, and it's a beautiful opportunity, because why? You may not think that you can do it. But when you come on, and as I did, and I, you know, was supported by you several times, because I said I wasn't going to come on the show. I said, like, well, let's have somebody else. You know, is it somebody else, you know, that you would like to be in place of me on Mondays and Fridays? And you said no. So I said, okay, great. I'll keep showing up. You know, I'll keep showing up as long as I get the invitation. And I just want to say that, you know, coming on your show can really feed into other opportunities unbeknownst to you at the time. You don't know. And your audience is so special. I can't hear them, but I can feel them. And they are so special. And it's different from my audience on my show, but this is a place where I know that I can come and I can really be myself and talk about the things I really want to talk about in life and be comfortable. So I encourage a lot of people to, you know, if you're looking to do something like a podcast or you want to get out there and figure out what it's like, and there are people who are trying to decide what to do in that field, I encourage, you know, if you have the website, whatever, however you get in touch with Linda, to get in touch with her, because this, like I said, the show is just not about sharing and caring. It's about an example of how to deal with life as we are trying to navigate today. The world has changed, and we're not going back to the old. We are pioneering a new way, and you and I share this all the time with each other. It's like, it is crazy out there. And then we are going through a lot of changes. But if you can bring something of value to another individual, then we kind of have, not kind of, we've done our job in terms of our purpose. So I am so grateful because not only did I come on this show to have an opportunity to speak, but now I have an opportunity on another platform to share, to influence, you know, to really give my all and give my best and be that example. So I just want to thank you.
Wow. I don't even know if I could speak over here. I don't have on any eyeshadow. But I really, if I had on some, it would be running down my cheeks. Well, Tiffany with an eye. Like I say, I see it, I correct it, I change it, and I complete it. Thank you so much, because what you have shared with me is basically what my vow is. It's about opportunity. It's not about the me, because it's about the us. And I'm a firm believer of if you light the candle for another one, your path becomes brighter. That's why you're here. That's why Stefan is here. We all think alike. We're all very, very spiritual beings, and we care, okay? Passion with what we do. I have the skills. I have the knowledge. I can go either way. I could step into CNN. I could go to wherever I wanted to go to. But if they tell me that I cannot care and share and offer opportunities to others, they can forget it. I'm not coming there. I want to share this with you. You know, I think I'm a poet over here. And as you were talking, I was just writing. And I just want to share it. I want everybody listening. If anybody steal it, it's already covered, so don't try it, okay? And this is what I have at the top of it. I say we rise, and we do, R-I-S-E, we all are rising. I said unity without harmony will never last. It will be a theme of the past. My spirit is a harmonious one from within, so nothing can make it bend. The harmony, melodies, and the rhythms always will win, moving from within. Is that how we all operate here? We're moving from within. It's an inside job. And as Stefan was telling us, I couldn't write it down, but I remember one day is but a day for that change, okay? It's coming in. And what you say for all the people out there, them witches or whoever, whatever format you might be in, you know, pull out that magic, pull out that candle, pull out everything. Get ready. That is why it's so important for me to be able to push these buttons and to push them the way that I push them. It's not a me thing. I know what I can do, okay? I know what I've done. But my joy is to show others, yes, you can speak above a whisper. Yes, you can do it. No, you do not have to sound like a valley girl. You be yourself, okay? Because my vow, and I will share it, is to use my voice to be a force for peace, okay? Stay focused on my mission and seeing others do the same thing. The thing is, step into your greatness. Step into your greatness.
It's so, important.
Do not forget to take others with you. So there we have. You done made me spill it out. You done made me show my poet capabilities, and I bet not see my poem written down anywhere yet. Because like I said, it's copyrighted. You know, I'm telling you, we rise. Okay, we rise, but we rise in a good way. Well, rhythms will always win. Moving forward.
So,
Tiffany, you see what you started over here on the mind for money.
No, I can't. You know what? I come from the truth. I'm a very truthful person, and the company that I keep we all stand in our integrity. We all stand for what we truly believe, and that speaks volumes because we're not moved. Yes, I could be on another network, but I didn't choose to be on another network. I came to be on the network that I am because just as I'm supported, I support them, they support me, and that's part of, like, my soul tribe that I'm finding. And not too many people that you deal with are you know, standing in their integrity. They're not. And when you find those people that are like that, that are going to say, I'm not doing this because this is not a true reflection of who I am. I can't be my authentic self. How many people do you know if CNN called right now that they could do that? We had on our network, we had a thing where someone decided to go on a different journey. But the action and behavior was disrespectful. So, you know, the comment was made, if you were on another network – Do you think that you would have done that? No, you wouldn't have.
No.
You wouldn't have done it. You would not have done it if you were on a, as a matter of fact, you may have been asked to pack your things and go. Because,
right.
You know, and that was, you know, and I can't remember the gentleman's name that owned BET. If you did not align with the mission, he says, I didn't mortgage my house and sell my assets and all the things to put into this company for someone to disrespect me and what I have put together. And
yes.
If you didn't support it, you were not there.
You were not there.
Because if someone is going to put all that because they believe in what they believe in and they're reaching out to people and they want a message, whatever your purpose is and whatever, however you get that message out, but I'm telling you, you know, stay in your purpose. I love the fact that he stayed in his purpose. You can't, like, you know, with BET, I'm saying, you can't do that. You would not be able to, you know, stay there. Because if you don't align with the mission, then you don't need to be there. Then find another mission you align with. There's all kinds of opportunity, and no one's taking these things personally. But when people put their everything that they have into what they do for other human beings, the least you could do is respect it.
Right. Well, I'm a
the
firm
least.
Believer of that. Yes, and it's absolutely true. See, we are all here to collaborate. We are all here to listen, and we should always listen. Like I tell people, you can learn from a baby. You might think that Sarah Joe over there don't know what she's doing because she don't do nothing but sit over in the corner and smile, but Sarah Joe, you better watch. Because that's her method of doing. My breadline is going a different way. There's several people, because when you think people are stupid, or you think you're going to go into a corporation and say, tell them this and tell them that, no, you're not going to do that. You wait until you get INC behind your name and sign all of that and put all that that pressure, that power, that thought into you, because this, like you said, this is what this man has built. And if you can't do it, so you, and don't step in there, and if you're going to step in there, be able to rise, be able to stand, take what you have to take up in there and do it, take your responsibilities on and complete it. Don't take on a responsibility that you're not going to continue or complete. Your word is your bond. That's all you have. Okay, no matter how one tries to slay you. So if you're stepping into an environment and it's something that's against your principles or against your value, then you step on out. Because my attitude is, you know what, I'm going to eat anyway, even if I have to come to your house on Friday night. Okay, I'm going to eat. So, but this I'm not going to deal with. This is not me. I have to be who I am. I'm true to myself. And the most authentic person you will ever meet in life. So if you cannot deal with it, I guess you better pray a little harder, shake them rocks, write in the sand, do whatever you do that can take yourself to a problem, because some things you can't do anything about. And when you stand firm on your beliefs, and when you're not swayed, and when you stand up like a redwood tree, you have a lot of enemies, because see, those people that are hating on you, they are praying to be just like you. Okay, and you continue to do what you do. I tell my youth, you better stand like a redwood tree. Don't bend and don't waver. If they get in your way, now you have to be kind while you're doing it, but don't back down. Please do not back down. Do not stop your dreams. Do not pull back. Do not retreat. We, as human beings, and especially with the youth, because you have to grab them a different way. You know, that elephant. When that elephant is charging, he will go with the same force that he's getting ready to jump on a tiger as he will an ant. It doesn't matter about the size. He picks up that momentum, he charges, and he doesn't pull back, period. You better get out of Bimbo's way, because when Bimbo makes up his mind, he's going to do something. Don't let anything get in his way or stop him. And that is what I put into my youth, because, you know, they're going pressure. Sometimes they're just looking at who they are or where they come from. So I have to recite all the time. Once you know from which you came, there can be no limitations to where you will go. That's my God, James Baldwin. And I said, that is my daily affirmation to myself and to them. Whether they call, text, cry, send the letter, I never, ever let them forget it. Because we here are the pioneers, we are the storytellers, and we are the ones that have to put that fuel within their bodies so that they can continue to move. It's so much going out here. They're so confused, Tiffany with an I. I will set up a youth program. I'm talking with some young adults now. I might have to give them a night. Come on and do your stuff. Now, you can say what you want to say. It has to be respectful, and I'm not going to jail. That's what I tell them, but I let them handle it. So we're working on that. And I'm speaking with a few young ladies and young men and see if they want to handle it. My first co-host. When I went up with waking up with Linda Mac Shannon in 2013, was 13 years old. Okay? That was my co-host. And she learned and she went off into her own thing. But that was like joy and pleasure for me to see that. But she came in spending on a dime. I will never forget her. So she taught me that it's all possible. You can grab them at the age of 6. I even want some babies to come on and babble, okay? Because there's some babies out there that understand that babbling talk. So everybody needs to have dialogue and communicate. And on that note, Tiffany with an I, I appreciate you so. I appreciate Stefan so. I appreciate the connection. Everyone that comes into the arena are think-alikes. And that is all that I will have around me. It's like many in body and one in mind, okay? When it's many in body and one in mind, the job will get done. And I appreciate you. I appreciate Stefan. I appreciate Carmelita, all of the hosts that come on. And even my cross-country people, you know, they're on a different time frame, but they come on and care and share and do whatever they have to do. Appreciation. And on that note, I'm going to leave us this evening on Mindful Monday and leave you with a thought. But to the listeners and to you guys out there, you guys are the best for me. And before I go, give us that one word or two words or maybe five if you have to carry us into the week till find it out Friday. What you want to tell us, Tiffany, with an I?
And you know what? This is so funny because today I was going to be so prepared. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
I'm like so prepared. I'm like, yes. This morning I wrote down some stuff and doggone it, here, I can't even find the things, my little quotes. I'm like, I'm so organized today, but what happened to the quotes? But anyway, I will revert back to the same one until I find that piece of paper. Next time on Find It Out Fridays, I will have found the paper that I wrote my quotes on so that I can give a quote that inspired me. But be mindful of yourself. Take care of yourself. You are the most important. And when you are mindful, then you can be an example to others who are mindful. Like I said, take care of yourself. Make sure that you get plenty of rest. Do your crystal baths, your oil baths, whatever you have to do, but it is a necessity for each and every one to take care of themselves. Oh, wait, I think I found one. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yay.
Okay, we were talking about change. One moment can change a day. One day can change a life. And one life can change the world.
Whoa. Can you repeat that again before I go out and play my song? Say it one more time, Tiffany with an I.
Sure. One moment can change a day. One day can change a life. And one life can change the world.
Pat, and I'm going to put another line onto that. And listeners, contact Stefan, okay, Stones, because she can change your life. And on that note, I'm going to say have a good Monday. It's Mindful Monday. Stand up, stand straight, and never, ever, ever retreat. Step into your greatness and stay there. But don't forget to take others with you. I love you guys. Listeners, have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening.
down, happy few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of you.
Collaborate.
They want
to break it up. We give, showing others how to live.